Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. 2013 is gone. And by a lot of measures, 2013 was not a very good year for any number of reasons. It's not the worst year we ever had. I think 1968 and 2001, obviously 9/11, they're going to be 2 years that are going to be really, really tough to top for bad years. 1968, I put as the worst year in my lifetime. You have the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. You have the anti-war movement in Vietnam go just completely nuclear. You have the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy within the space of a couple of months, April and June. And it's just a horrible, horrible year. When an astronaut recited from Genesis, orbiting the moon, that was considered the highlight of the year. That came on Christmas Eve. It was just, the world was looking for something. So you can't say 2013 was that bad. But it wasn't good. However, there was something really good about it in Wisconsin that you probably didn't notice. We finally had a year off from elections. Finally. Finally in Wisconsin, there wasn't recall after recall after recall. The Democrats had finally exhausted every opportunity, and we're going to have to wait until 2014. So we actually had a relatively quiet year without a lot of campaign commercials. That is about to end. It is 2014. There's a governor's race. There are state Senate races, assembly races, local races. There's going to be an attorney general's race. J.B. Van Hollen not running. But, of course, the one that's going to generate the most advertising is Democrats still feel they can unseat Governor Scott Walker. They believe the only reason he survived the recall, and even a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives believe this, is that people didn't feel it was right to not give him a chance. I still question that. Really, if they hate Governor Scott Walker as much as they appear to, they wouldn't take the first opportunity to get him out of there, that they would stand on their principle that it's not right to recall him. I'm struggling with that. Although I will concede that the polls show it a very tight race between Mary Burke, the complete political novice, except for the Madison School Board experience she has, and apparently a complete phony in her business life, unless you believe that she generated increased sales from $3 million to $50 million in 3 years in their European division of Trek Bicycle, the family business, unless you believe that. However, there's that matter of her personal wealth and that she's very close in the polls right now. As you know, the recall saw tremendous spending. A lot of it by third-party groups, a lot of it by Scott Walker, because the target of a recall under Wisconsin law is not bound by spending limits. Scott Walker, or the amount that you could give, so he raised some $36 million. That's really where there's no limit. Raised some $36 million because wealthy people could give buckets and buckets of money, and they did. But there is the matter of Mary Burke's personal wealth. I have heard rumors that, and I've shared them on the air, just they're different ranges. I've heard two ranges, $5 to $10 million, $5 million to $10 million, $7 million to $10 million. The one I heard more often is the $7 to $10 million. There is a report out there that was pretty accurate. Colin Roth at Right Wisconsin is reporting today that a public policy report from Foley and Lardner reports that she's going to spend $8 million of her personal wealth. The race for governor took an interesting turn last fall when Mary Burke announced she'd run against incumbent Scott Walker. Ms. Burke, a former executive with Trek Bicycle, a Madison school board member, and former state secretary of commerce under Governor Doyle. Democrats believe her strong economic development credentials, including her record as a businesswoman with the iconic Trek, a company started by her father, will contrast well with Governor Walker, who is unlikely to meet his 2010 campaign promise to create 250,000 jobs in his first term. Democrats are excited to have a candidate with the ability to partially self-fund her campaign. Ms. Burke has pledged to spend $8 million of her own money. Foley and Lardner does not say where they get that number. They don't say that. But what Colin Roth does is, he does a, well, let's suppose they have that number right. By the way, she's raised $1.8 million in the first couple of months of the campaign. Why? Because if you think your money's going to get matched, as a Democratic donor, if you think she's going to match up to a certain degree, dollar for dollar, then you feel excited about that. She herself put in $400,000 already, which lets you know that she is serious about this. I want to just read what Colin wrote here. Burke, early release of fundraising numbers helped her in three significant ways. It showed she was a serious candidate who could raise money. It showed potential primary challenger Kathleen Vineout that there was no way she could compete. And it gave Burke separation from Scott Walker, who's expected to report large fundraising numbers of his own at the end of the month. Because state law waives contribution limits during a recall, and because the race received an unprecedented amount of national attention, Governor Scott Walker spent $36.1 million to win his 2012 recall campaign. But while Walker does have a strong national donor network and raised his profile significantly in the last year, he is unlikely to raise and spend anywhere close to that amount this year. If Burke's pledge of $8 million is true, the race could be very competitive. Here's why. Colin Roth points this out. For perspective, he writes, in the condensed 2012 recall campaign, Tom Barrett spent $6.6 million. In the longer, more traditional campaign of 2010, Barrett spent $7.9 million. That was not his personal wealth. Tom Barrett doesn't have that kind of personal wealth. His campaign generated and spent $8 million. Now, what Colin points out is, if she can double that, this could be very competitive. I think it's worse than he puts it. Or I should, more threatening. Because if she's going to pony up $8 million, she's going to raise more than $8 million. She's going to raise more than Tom Barrett did in 2010. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Because here's why. Because they think they're going to win this with smoke and mirrors. At the moment, she appears to be pretty intellectually vacant. Perhaps she is sharper than she has seen. You can't underestimate. But as I said from the start, anyone with personal wealth of that magnitude that had been discussed, and I heard that 7 to 10 million number quite a few times. Well, somebody must have known it from somewhere because Foley and Lardner has 8 million. So that's just about right. If she's going to do that, she's going to be formidable. By the way, that word is not formidable. I know that I make pronunciation mistakes from time to time, but I hear so many people say formidable. Oh, yeah, I hear that all the time, Jason. It's formidable. You agree, it's formidable. Oh, I hear formidable all the time. It's formidable. Just like it's indefatigable, it's formidable. And my annoyance with formidable is indefatigable. Go ahead, look it up. If she's going to do this, if this is real, this is going to be a tough fight. Now, I still, while in the theater, absolutely. And people bug me about my pronunciation. I let that slip from time to time of that word. This could be very competitive, and she cannot be taken lightly. Here's what it also likely should suggest to you. this promise that she's going to be more forthcoming, talk more? I don't think so. The little bit that she has opened her mouth, it's happened so badly for her. And here's something, it's worked out so badly for her. Here's something I still don't figure out. I don't get. There is a patented strategy for someone with deep pockets. Herb Kohl did it. Eric Hovde did it. Those with personal wealth, there's usually, I mean, this is just an easy strategy. You know what they do? They don't do anything publicly first. They don't make a position statement. They don't hold news conferences. They launch their campaign with a flurry of spending. She hasn't done that. That gives you an opportunity to use that vast personal wealth to define yourself. Eric, and it would have succeeded for Eric Hovde. There were too many people in the race. The only people to whom she has to define herself are general election voters. Kathleen Vineout, I don't think, is going to run. By the way, everybody made a big deal that she wasn't wearing a seatbelt in her accident. It's stupid. She should be cited. It's stupid. It's also a little hypocritical if she's a Nanny Nation liberal. But beyond that, I mean, I don't think I want to waste a lot of time there. I don't think she's going to be a formidable opponent to Mary Burke. Why hasn't Burke spent some of that vast personal wealth to define herself before Republicans could do it? I'm lost on that. I don't have an answer. That's so obvious. I'm telling you, I remember in 1988, I was doing news in Sheboygan. And actually, Fond du Lac, first half of the year, Sheboygan during the general election season. Everybody laughed. When Herb Kohl entered that primary, everybody laughed. And then Herb Kohl started writing checks to TV stations. And everybody stopped laughing. And Tony Earle and Jim Moody and the other candidates in that primary realized that they were screwed. Again, that didn't work out for Hovde. It was just, there were just too many there. And they weren't afraid of his money. At least Tommy Thompson wasn't. And Mark Newman wasn't. Jeff Fitzgerald, I still don't figure out. But anyway, I'm really flabbergasted by that. If she's going to spend $8 million, when is she going to start doing it? She has stumbled out of the gate, and you think she would be doing it now to repair that damage and to define herself before Republicans are capable of doing that for themselves further. Very interesting. Whenever she spends it, yes, that makes her competitive with Scott Walker. It's 9:48, if it's real.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.